News on Matt Reeves, the Batman, big plans for Black Manta in the future, Birds of Prey, Joker adds an accomplice, and a Death of Superman review coming at ya.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the great hall of the Justice League.
I wonder how many of our videos start with me laughing.
Not enough.
That's true. Ooh, now we're doing shake weights.
Doing arm circles. What's up, everybody? This is the DC Movie News Show. It is Friday. It is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, post meridian, and we are live here on the Popcorn Talk. Welcome, everyone.
I don't get that post meridian thing. Can you talk to me about it?
It's actually post mera.
But I'm
not off to a good start.
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure what it just means.
Boy,
the playback of our arm circles looks ridiculous. So, hey guys, thanks for joining us once again. Last week was a really, really good episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We had big numbers. We're going to try to continue that
as
well. We're all here, all five of us.
This is the first time we're all five together, and it was awesome.
I'm sorry, I just blacked out.
That's okay. Remember, Adam was...
it was too cool.
Adam had his shoes off on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize his shoes were off.
Oh, they sure were.
I'm taking mine off now.
See? There you go.
Boom.
I wish I could take mine off, but I'm very, very...
you're very centric.
...structured in where I can move right now.
It's a pants off, dance off. All right, so we're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Quasto on all social medias. The lovely lady to my far left. You're going to catch her very soon in Hawaii. I want to say in less than 2 weeks.
In 21 days.
Okay, 21 days.
So that's 3 weeks exactly.
She'll be running Aloha Comic Con, and she does it everywhere, all over the country. Follow her at Elena Jordan, because she's Elena Jordan.
That's me. I will say, though, my favorite convention is Amazing Aloha. So if you get the chance to go to Hawaii, please, please do. It is going to be a really great show this year. Tickets are available now.
Mm-hmm.
Not plane tickets. You got to get your own.
Yeah.
And next to her, she's the crown jewel of a DC Movie News Show. You see her everywhere. You can follow her at patreon.com/RoxyStryer,
because
she's Roxy Stryer.
That's me, that's her, that's she, because she is me and I am the.
Yep.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And I said exactly what I meant to say, and I didn't butcher it at all.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's Batmanthony in the booth.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so Adam Gertler unfortunately couldn't make it today. Follow him at Adam Gertler for all his adventures and travels. And Mike Kalinowski is currently fighting crime. Follow him at Mike Kalinowski. He's doing a KO ruption somewhere. And once again...
Also, maybe send Adam some love. Unclear on whether or not he's currently injured in some state.
Yeah. I'm very confused by his text, but you know what?
Not seriously injured, or we wouldn't be laughing, but some kind of superhero injury.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be his physical therapist coming up, is what I think is what we're getting to.
We may be getting a little elderly here.
Yeah.
Maybe having some back issues.
Well, you're not, but yeah, Adam certainly is.
Hey, my back hurts all the time.
Okay, then. It's because you're carrying the show.
Adam will be back soon.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And once again, thank you to our friends at Factory Entertainment for providing us with this amazing Batman figurine. Go to factoryent.com for all your amazing collectibles. You want to get them all. They had their best weekend ever at Comic-Con.
What?
I was talking to Jordan Schwartz, our friend who sent us the stuff. And so, yeah, we're grateful to have them on board as an amazing company who likes to send us stuff. And you guys should go to the website, factoryent.com.
Did you get to go to their booth this year?
I sure did. I got a photo with Jordan. We posted it from our page and everything.
I went and took a picture with him too, and he gave me a little Harley as a kitten.
Crap. I went last year. This year I just didn't make it there. Mm-hmm. I only walked the floor one time this year.
Wow.
And it was for a total of 10 minutes, and I thought I might die.
It was a lot.
I'm not going to lie. The BO on Sunday after 4 days of being there and the amount of people in there, I was like, I can't see in front of my face right now. So I'm sorry, Jordan. I should have made it, but I'm so glad you had such a good year.
Yes, absolutely. So let's get to our top story. There wasn't a huge news week, but there's a couple of things that could fight for the top story. We're just going to go with Matt Reeves, the Batman, to kick things off.
I think definitely this is the top story.
Yeah, he revealed a couple
of
things. It's a story. No, it came from him himself, so it is a story. He did say that in the next couple of weeks, he hopes to have the first draft finished of The Batman. And even more importantly, he kind of put a couple rumors to rest, saying it's not going to be year one and it's not going to be an origin. It's going to be the world's greatest detective, which makes people a little bit more clearer on the way. To me, it sounds like it's going to be kind of a noir. They said it's going to be a noir-driven piece. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get a Batman that we... really haven't seen.
This was kind of what Adam and Mike were fighting about last week, but I felt like they were actually on the same page about. They wanted the same thing, but they just couldn't get on the same verbal page at the time.
Can they ever?
But what was happening was Mike was saying, I don't want to see a young Batman because I don't want to see an origin story. And Adam was saying, just because we see a young Batman doesn't mean we're seeing an origin story. So they were both fighting for similar things, which was no origin story, because how many times do we need to see Martha's Pearls fall? No, I'm going to say no more.
We're done.
No more times. None more.
We get it.
So I think that this is exact. I think both of them would be really happy if they were here right
what
now.
What do you think about the idea that this might be a bookend Batman, where we may have the younger Batman and we may have Affleck still kind of as like a looking back at his youth, getting kind of two Batmans
almost
in one movie?
Kind of like Wonder Woman was beginning and
ending? Yeah, like they were talking about how that's maybe a potential out for him if he really wants to be out as Batman but still wants to make his final appearance, is that it can be kind of a looking back to a prequel. But the only thing is, if we're not doing an origin and we're doing more of a noir detective style, then is that really
so you mean
Batman?
that somebody would be cast playing a younger Ben Affleck?
Yeah,
and
so
Ben
we'll
Affleck would be at the beginning
Bruce
and the end.
Wayne, basically, and then Ben Affleck would be Batman because it would be the prequel before year one. It would be this film noir-esque detective.
What would be weird about that, though, is then in the second and third movie, which I'm sorry, I know you guys don't like when we talk about Batman 2 and 3 before there even is a The Batman, but the truth is, if you're making a Batman movie, you're probably looking for a trilogy of some sort. It would be so weird to see that younger actor then age into Ben Affleck's age, but not be Ben Affleck, right?
It's That's kinda, the only thing that I was thinking kind of the same, is if they continue it, then how do you?
I don't know. But it was interesting, too, because Matt Reeves was asked point blank about whether or not Ben Affleck was going to be the Batman, and he just didn't answer.
He said he's still involved.
He just like didn't. Yeah, but it was not like he is still involved as the Batman in this project. He is our... He was just like...
He said the rumors of his retirement have been greatly exaggerated. When it comes to year one, his quote was, "We're not doing any particular comic." He said, "Year one is one of the many comic books that I love. We're definitely not doing year one. It's exciting to be focused on very specifically on a tale that's defining for him, very personal for him, but we're not doing an origin tale or anything like that." So to me, this is all great news. This is Matt Reeves saying, "Don't worry, we're going to give you something you haven't seen yet, and it's not going to feel stale." I think that's all really good news for everybody.
Yeah. Because he flat out said, like, he used the words, "It is not going to be year one."
Or an origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is good. I am so unclear on who our Batman is right now. But you know what? I'm okay for the first time in a long time being in the dark a little bit. Because I'm like, Matt Reeves obviously has a... Matt Reeves obviously has a plan right now. I don't really know what it is.
I trust him, though.
But I trust him and I like him, so...
Well, it's kind of like the whole time, you know, building up to Aquaman. People were wondering, oh, well, you know, DCEU, it's struggling. What's Aquaman going to be like? I never had any doubt because James Wan is at the helm.
Don't speak about it as if it's been good yet.
I'm not saying
it's
it is.
It's going to be good.
But I have full faith in James Wan is my point.
Yeah.
And I think most fans do. And I think that's the way you have to be with Matt Reeves as well.
Not Your Average Bear in the chat. By the way, if you've never been in our chat, you can join us live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Popcorn Talks YouTube. Not Your Average Bear says, "Well, still involved is a lot better than hearing not my Batman," which
sure.
is true. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say Zephra said he avoided the Batfleck questions like a pro.
Yeah.
Ivan Soto dodging the questions always. You guys, we have to remember there's certain things that he can and cannot say
exactly
based on the studio. And if he wants to keep his job, he will do a good job keeping his lips sealed.
And because the script isn't even completed yet.
Right.
He's saying it's probably going to be completed within the next 2 weeks, but he even said, "I'm leaving this panel to go and work on the script." So it makes sense that he wouldn't be like, "Hey guys, this is exactly what happens," when he doesn't even necessarily know what he's going to flesh out yet. I mean, he obviously has an overarching vision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another comment from Zephyr that maybe you guys can decipher for me, because I have not seen this yet and am very interested now. Ben Affleck is busy co-directing a McDonald's heist movie with Matt Damon. That's a real sentence. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Is that a thing?
Sure. I don't know.
Is there a McDonald's heist movie coming?
The Hamburglar's live action film.
Somebody please elaborate.
Is it the sequel to the Michael Keaton film where he played the creator of McDonald's, maybe? I don't know.
That movie was great.
Bad I bear. Choose to believe it's a Hamburglar live action film.
Yeah, hey, thank you, too. Not Your Average Bear. Appreciate you.
We're allowed to make whatever assumptions
sure,
we want.
Exactly.
Well, moving on, Black Manta. This is pretty cool. I found this on cinemablend.com and a couple other outlets as well. Let's see. Producer Peter Safran had some quotes about Black Manta. He said, "We certainly have every intention that Manta plays a very large role in the DC universe. He has to. He's just too great. And we give him his origin story in this movie." So, bam, you're going to get the origin, which is it's very interesting because Black Manta came into the comics in the late 60s. Didn't get an origin story until 25 years later in the early 90s.
Yeah, the 90s.
Let's talk about an origin story that the general audience seriously needs. Like, you could not introduce Black Manta. And, I mean, you
could be like, you guys know.
You could, but it would be so hard to be invested. You guys know. You read this, right?
Right?
You know.
Like,
I think there are people out there still who are confused when they announce Black Adam and Black Manta at the same time. Like, I hear people confusing them all the time. They're like, "Oh, I'm so excited for Black Adam in the Aquaman movie." I'm like, "Do I correct you out loud or do I just let you keep thinking?"
Yeah.
Like, somebody even said to me the other day, "The Rock's in that, right?" I was like, "Ooh."
You know what I want though? I want the Manta figurine to put on my mantle, and then it's a Manta mantle.
It's a Manta on your mantle.
Yes,
hey! Selena killing it today.
Love that.
One thing I am a little concerned about though is that a lot of people did not like the way Black Manta looked in the trailer.
Are you kidding me? I thought it'll. Awesome.
They changed him though, right?
From the image, I thought he looked a lot better. Although I wasn't somebody who was bothered by the image that much, but I feel like people have already. Some people make up their mind before they even go see the movie.
I think it looks
so
dope.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. So I'm hoping that people get behind this character and that we really embrace him.
People who are like, it looks like it would be out of Ant-Man. I'm like, are you just saying that because Manta has ant in it? Like, yeah. I feel like that doesn't make any. No, it doesn't.
And they're two totally different.
It looks nothing like it at all.
I don't really even get that.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I think it looks
so
great.
So this does give you a bit of a clue, and we do have a spoiler coming up later on. I'm not sure we could decide if we're going to discuss it or not. It's a spoiler that came out from the UK about the Aquaman post-credit scene. But this also kind of gives you a clue that Black Manta is obviously not going to be maybe a major part of Aquaman. He's going to be a part of it, but I think it's going to be more of a setup to Black Manta being heavily involved further down the road.
That's what I was saying last week, but apparently we are ditching our villain storyline right now because I envisioned a world one day where Deathstroke, where Lex Luthor, where Black Manta, where Black Adam, we're all legioning on a boat somewhere.
Well,
the basically the Legion of Doom was alluded to, but it's not going to necessarily.
But now we're not touching on it.
But I mean, considering that a lot of people were thinking that Black Manta would be introduced in this one, but wouldn't necessarily be the main villain, which makes sense if it's going to be all about family drama and it's going to be the two brothers competing for the throne. Then it's like, yes, then your main rival is going to be the sibling rivalry, the brothers fighting.
But Manta being involved keeps the interest and makes you excited for something else.
I agree. I'm in. I like it. But I do want to eventually see Legion of Doom. I know that I'm thinking very far in advance, but I do.
I do think it'd be cool. But it's like, if they're going to take the time to make sure that they flesh out all of these characters, I am happy to wait to make sure that we get a really, really good movie.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the problem is, you know, I think that's what should have been done to begin with before Justice League is flush out all these characters. Like, great, we saw Deathstroke at the end of Justice League. Doesn't mean we need to see a Legion of Doom next. It means, why don't we learn about these characters first? Why don't we get the general audience excited? And then, bam, eventually it leads into, you know, something
else. Make it a League of Doom and not just feel like an evil League of Evil type situation where you're waiting for Bad Horse to pop in because nobody's been fully fleshed out. It's like you want it to be something that's
deserved. I agree.
You want it to be the feeling of doom. You don't want it to be, in that situation, really cartoony, I feel.
Okay, Jay Alvarez, keep it clean in the chat roll.
Okay, well, I'm actually loving the chat right now, though. A lot of different things going on. Ivan Soto says, I have a problem with that huge helmet. Cliff Woodbury says, Black Manta looked amazing. Seth Owen says, why does every black comic book character have black in their name? Not Your Average Bear, actually, though, corrects him a little bit and says, we have so many blacks in our universe, it can get confusing. Black Manta, Black Canary, who's not always black, Black Adam, Black Beetle. Oh, wait, never mind. There's a lot of them.
Blue
so.
Beetle. And also, Jay Alvarez.
Oh, wait, never mind. Blue Beetle. So
I'm
many
like,
good
quit
ones.
Hating on the helmet. What the helmet?
Yeah.
That's true.
I like it.
And Jay Alvarez, no, you may not smash. Okay.
What's happening?
You may not.
What are you?
That's why I don't even look in the chat. I'm just like, whatever.
I missed that part. Yeah. Just let me read the things I want to read.
Fair enough.
Wait, Rob Biller, Ben Affleck is directing Matt Damon in a movie about the guy who rigged the Monopoly game and also has his hand in the Find Gray M&M controversy. There was a long news story a couple of days ago. I'm sorry. We all missed it, I guess.
I missed it. I was too busy working on the live-action Hamburglar film for myself.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So on board. Here's something I'm excited about. So it looks like, you know, Joker is full steam ahead right now with Joaquin Phoenix. They're already saying it might hit theaters in, as early as October 2019.
That wasn't a might. That was this is our release date.
This is October. I'm sorry, October 19th.
I mean, look, yeah. The card is subject to change, but that's really soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's so soon.
It's so. Well, if they're going to start filming next month, it makes sense that they could have it out in a year if it's a $55 million budget and it's going to be kind of a smaller thing that isn't going to have the digital effects and everything added. It makes sense that they could have it done in a year.
It does.
But I mean,
I'm not, like, not nervous.
Well, I mean, with Scorsese producing and
but he's not
De Niro,
producing. It's Scorsese's producing partner that's producing.
His company is producing, though. Like, having that company on board, having Robert De Niro signed on, I feel like this is going to be a really good movie, and because the tone of it is going to be more character driven yep. and not have all of these effects, I think it's a really good move.
And speaking of having people on board, it appears that Marc Maron's going to be joining the cast, although he's made
way to glow.
Here's the thing. He's made it very clear that he doesn't like superhero movies. So although I think the Joker is a very far cry from a superhero film. So I guess the character they're eyeing him for is to be Robert De Niro's producer on the radio show that books Joker to come on and do an appearance that I assume goes horribly wrong and eventually leads to his, you know.
And he's an agent. An agent on Robert booking De Niro's agent. Talk show.
There you go. And it eventually leads to him becoming the Clown Prince of Crime. I'm so on board with this because, you know, Maron, the funny thing about Maron on Glow, he's essentially playing himself and he's doing it perfectly well. And there's no one better to play the snarky, cranky booking agent. And I think if he's on board, this is going to be great. And I'm so excited for this. As a stand-up comic who has always loved that origin story, because there are crazy comedians out there. There are comedians that have lost their goddamn minds. I'm excited to really see this story play out. And I understand if people are like, oh, we've already seen the Joker. You haven't seen this Joker. So
yeah.
I'm pretty
sure. And having it October 4th, 2019, you're basically building all of these Halloween costumes into this. Like,
yeah.
I can't wait to see everybody's adaptation
Me
of
too.
The new Joker.
I also just think that this is pretty much what we have seen from Marc Maron on Glow, although he's a director, not an agent in it. It sounds pretty similar to his role there.
Sure.
But, like, come on. He's the best. How do you not? Wait, Elena, you did this cool thing.
Yeah, so I want to hear about it. Speaking of Halloween costumes or Glow inspired, so I love doing mashup cosplays, and a lot of people this year were like,
so cool.
Yeah, because whenever I'm working the events, I don't really get to cosplay. So for San Diego this year, I was like, I'm going to get a group together. We're going to do something really cool. We did a DC versus Marvel Glow. So we were Glock instead, the Gorgeous Ladies of Comic-Con.
Oh my God.
And so this is me as Harley, as
it's
a Glow
so
Harley,
cool.
Getting my hair pulled by Ivy.
That is, I can't believe I didn't see this. This is so cool.
I was
cool.
Really excited really about it. And then there's another one where we love each other too. So we're lovers and fighters. But then this is the whole lineup too. This was everybody.
And that's your friend,
Jess? This is my friend Brittany.
Brittany, there you go.
Brittany. She also, if there's a really cool thing they did last year, Sci-Fi did a fan thing for The Magicians, and she was the one who was surprised by the cast of The Magicians. So it's a really cool,
oh, cool
thing. You can watch that on Sci-Fi.
For anybody, by the way, who's on our YouTube, on our iTunes right now, switch over to our YouTube to check this out. But basically, like you said, you're leaning back, you're getting your hair pulled by Ivy, and she's kicking the crap out of you. And then the next picture,
so we
she's loving you.
We have multiple comments from Ivan Soto saying, you're seeing a movie about a villain. How can he be rooted for? That's not the point. You don't have to root for anybody. It's telling the story about how a guy becomes a horrible villain. It doesn't mean you have
to root for it. I also think that people used to say this all the time. How do you make TV or movies about people that aren't likable? Have you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah. You can make that work.
Because I root for the them too, but I hate them. But also, what do you think Venom is? Like, anti-heroes, villains.
Monster.
I mean, I'm calling Joker an anti-hero, obviously. He's a straight villain. But, like, everybody starts somewhere.
Well, look
but
at the Monster.
Origin stories, I think, are, yeah, they're
Charlize
fun.
Theron, Monster,
yeah.
for that sake.
And seeing how somebody loses it is a really, really cool idea. And before we get too far away from the glow thing, I do want to show just one
Wolf of
Wall
Street.
Video.
Yes.
We have one little video. We recreated the intro of Glow on the escalators
at
Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
This is well done. Oh, got it.
Psylocke.
This is one of my favorite parts
Sarah
of the
Sarah Beth Kett, who was one of the, Sarah Beth Kett also was one of the artists for DC, so it was pretty cool to get to see her.
Oh my God, that is so good.
That's really fun.
Killer.
That's amazing.
That should go viral.
So, yeah, I should. I was just thinking that. That is so cute.
Well, I mean, have you posted
maybe
on
you
Twitter
guys yet? At home can help.
Hey,
have you posted on Twitter yet?
I didn't post it on Twitter. I put it on Instagram.
Girl,
but
upload the video directly to Twitter and we will get it going.
Yeah, I'm all about it. It was a really, really fun one. So, and I love, too, when people come up during these conventions and also when people send us all of their cosplay, too. So if you guys have any really cool cosplay, please send them to us because we love getting all that stuff from
you. It's the best. Also, Skulking Fox, Breaking Bad, Tony Soprano, great ones, too. People that you are, definitely villains of their own story.
That's, I mean, Walter White, straight up, as he becomes a villain, but it's an empathetic story because, you see how it happens. I think it's a great idea. I'm excited for this
speaking one. Speaking of villains, Birds of Prey, there's some news that came out this week at who they might be looking for as castings go. A couple of names have been tossed out there. Vanessa Kirby, Jodie Comer, Alexandra Daddario. I don't really know any of them.
Blake Lively.
Her too,
as Black Canary.
Okay. Three of these are blondes, and then Daddario is
you know who else are blondes?
No.
Elena and Roxy. Just saying.
Oh, yep.
I'm not even kidding. It actually did pop up on my Time Hopper 11 years ago. It was like, the only character I ever want to play is Black Canary if she's ever on screen. And I was like, oh, I failed. I did not focus
she's
up.
She's like my fave, too.
Blake Lively.
But honestly, I was a massive Gossip Girl fan. And for what she was doing, Blake was great in that. But I'm sorry, after seeing The Town.
You didn't like her in The Town?
It's hard to impress a Boston girl when you're being a Boston girl, but God, that was the worst accent I've ever heard.
Really?
It would make sense because Ryan Reynolds has been so big in the superhero scene that, you know, he would tell his wife,
Why
hey,
they,
come be a part
they married?
Of this. Yeah, they're married.
Yeah. I don't hate
But maybe she's amazing. I don't mean it like that, but it's just like, I can't see her. She hasn't shown us anything gritty enough yet to be Black Canary. That's like the most badass cool. It's just, it's not like Pretty Girl, and maybe Blake has more range, and I'd love to see that. But
speaking of lack of range, Elena, you were mentioning Alexandra Daddario. Has she ever shown a lot of range?
She
besides
doesn't
being
really show a lot of range. She's like the hot girl in Baywatch. She's the hot girl in like basically every TV show. She's kind of the joke, like the one off of like, look how hot this girl is. Like on Last Man on Earth, he like imagines that he sees someone and it's her.
Got it.
So it's interesting to see her as a superhero.
Well, who would she play though?
That's what I'm wondering.
Are these all girls up to
Black
Canary?
I can't picture what she looks like
right now.
Do we have a picture of her that we can toss out?
She's got dark hair and blue eyes, and she's absolutely gorgeous. She's stunning, but it seems like this is a lot of really pretty poster casting.
I wonder, though, are all these girls
You know what's funny
considered?
Is right now if you type into IMDb ALE, which is how you know if like people are really being looked at for things a lot. Of, like,
she's the very first thing
that's popping up.
What is ALE?
Yeah, as
Alexandra,
soon as you look at her.
ALE, she's the first thing that pops up. Yeah, I know
you
exactly
recognize
what this
who she is.
Is.
She's
of course.
Been in everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Texas Chainsaw. She's the hot girl in that,
She's
too.
The hot girl. She's the hot girl in everything.
So here's my question, though. All these names.
Well, she is a hot girl, yeah.
But are all these girls that we just mentioned, are they all being considered for the same role?
No,
for the Huntress, for Black Canary, everything but Harley, basically, is what they have to cast. Catwoman.
Interesting. All their Batgirl.
I mean, I don't even actually know what they're doing. Have they said who 100% is going to be? Because I now don't know
100%, but they've said who they intend, and it's a
and then
lot
Gotham
of
City Sirens. They'll probably like grow more?
Because Catwoman wasn't mentioned in this one, which I'm thinking, or Ivy, which I'm thinking is going to be that they're going to be the Gotham City Sirens, is it's going to be Catwoman and Ivy, and that the Birds of Prey is going to be kind of these secondary characters that people who aren't diehard DC fans may not know and are being introduced more with this one and then going to the big three for Gotham City Sirens.
I like that, actually, because then it gives you time to get to know.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Then it would tie in the storyline, especially I really want them to go with the whole storyline of these women empowering Harley and making her realize how detrimental Joker is and then splitting from Joker and ultimately ending with Ivy. That's my favorite storyline.
That'd be cool. Well, I can't wait to talk about this. So Zack Snyder was on Vero again, obviously talking with fans, and this is just incredible. I love the fact that, you know, he's talking to fans and he's giving them some insight as to what his big plan was that, you know, unfortunately we, you know, I guess we're not going to get that entire vision. But someone asked about, you know, the Robin suit in BVS. Who was it? And very kind of cryptically, he just responded, Richard. And they're like, you mean Dick Grayson? And then he was asked whether or not Dick would ever return. He said he would stay dead and Robin would be off the board, ... until Carrie. Basically, he was going to introduce Carrie Kelly as a female Robin.
Oh, I thought he meant the doll.
No.
But I'm... Come on, I'm allowed to make one, right? No. Scary Carrie. Whatever.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I'll see myself out. Carrie?
You mean with the goat blood on her head?
The not the doll. Carrie? Chucky mixed with... Yeah. Chucky and Carrie mixed together, with that one. Yeah.
That's a good point. Carrie's the scary... Whatever.
We're all going to prom, Johnny.
We're all going to prom. Batmanthony.
Batmanthony, you're our horror expert. Who's Carrie?
Scary Carrie.
Yeah, there we go.
Wait, so this is not the film Carrie that we're referring to where she gets the blood dumped on her head? And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Is that her?
That's Carrie.
Yeah, same one.
There's a doll?
No, it's not actually a doll. I was thinking Chucky.
It's a pig's blood.
Whatever. We're trying to fix it. I combined my horrors together.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going.
I'm trying so
hard. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting here going, wait, so female Robin would be our first female bird of prey, technically, that we didn't get.
Yeah.
She'd be a ladybird.
She's a ladybird. We already had that movie earlier last year.
Yeah. Greta Gerwig.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is Spencer in the chat say Q Roxy complaining about Zack in 3, 2, 1?
Because people always think we bitch about Zack Snyder. Because if you read the YouTube comments, people think we're negative when Zack comes up. It's like, no, we're not
y'all
negative.
Y'all know she hates his Zack DC Snyder. Movie.
That, what?
Like, it's not nice to just say, I've spent so much of my life. If I hated it, I wouldn't do it. And yes. I don't hate Zack Snyder. That would be an insane thing. I don't know Zack Snyder. Has he created some of my favorite movies? Nope. That's it.
But I feel like anytime that you complain, it's never about Zack Snyder. It's about the rumors around Zack Snyder and the fact that they're not confirmed. Whereas
y'all are pissing me off.
We have a confirmed thing, so no one's upset.
I'm not complaining, because what's there to complain about?
Snyder saying, "Hey, this was my idea. I wanted to introduce Carrie Kelly, which would have been amazing."
Yes, it would have been.
But you know,
and it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But I think it's great that Snyder is so open and talking to fans, and that he's very, you know, he's transparent about it. He said, "Yeah, I was going to introduce a female Robin," and now we know because we didn't really know the right answer as to what the Robin thing. A lot of people thought like, "Oh, it's Jason." No, it was Dick Grayson.
Considering now this is these comments, I'm hoping we'll gain some steam too because Frank Miller has been talking about since 2015 making an entire Carrie Kelly comic book that is going to be focused for children.
They're talking
and
about it.
I want that's that cool. so bad. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that maybe these comments will get people going, wait, what? There's a Lady Robin? We can have this version? That would be cool. This would be a nice little inspirational thing for young girls who are reading comic books to have this character to look up to.
But they have Harley to look up to. Again, but I'm just killing it. I'll be here all 15 minutes.
Yeah. Kevin Smith wants Mr. Freeze to have his own film. He talked about it on his podcast this week. Just a fun story here.
A pretty cool idea.
He does think that the story actually could be tragic. Jesus Christ, I can't.
We're so proud of ourselves.
You got it, Johnny.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
Look at his face, guys.
He's ice cold right now.
I'm trying to be cool.
Ice cold. All right, all right, all right, all right.
Okay, now ladies.
Okay, hey, Johnny. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think we're ever going to see Mr. Freeze have a standalone film. I do think it's possible that he could be a major villain again, because let's be honest, I think we all want to get the Arnold Schwarzenegger taste. As much as I love me some Arnold, we want to get that taste out of our mouth, probably. I love it.
Let's talk about the weird thing that happened with Kevin Smith this week, though, which what is the that? Fact that Kevin Smith said he announced that he just wrote a script for what would be the biggest budget thing he's ever worked on, and that it's a huge franchise that we all know. And people were speculating that it was something for DC. And he was saying, if it goes, you guys will see it as soon as next year. Which is interesting that he said that, and then this came out. There is zero way in hell, right, that this is those two things are related, right?
It'd be a cold
right?
day in hell if Mr. Freeze takes over.
But seriously, like that would be crazy, right?
I think that would be dope. And I mean, talking but about when we were talking year? About the Joker and about how people are wondering how you're going to make an empathetic villain... Dr. Freeze is the perfect example. Victor Freeze, he loves his wife. This whole thing is just so he can try to save his wife.
It is very sweet. True. And the way that they've it's done tragic. His story on Gotham.
It rips your heart out.
Gotham was well done.
Yeah. It's sad. It's really sad. Yeah, and if Gotham. You get the right actor, it's like, it's hard to hate.
Exactly.
Gotham was so well done. Yes, it was.
Even playing the video game, I would always feel bad whenever I was playing it when I had a fight Mr. Freeze, because I was like, oh, just help your wife.
But then you do it anyway.
Yeah, you do it anyway. I want to win.
That's right. So should we talk about how there's a rumor yeah. out of the UK about the Aquaman post-credits scene?
Yes.
How do we go about this? Do we just say what's supposed to happen?
Yes, we're telling you guys right now that it's...
This could be a spoiler or but we could not. Don't know.
Okay.
So don't listen right now.
Spoiler.
I'm going to wave my hand, put it on mute, and if you're on YouTube, I'll wave my hand when we're done talking about it. And if you're on iTunes, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I don't know how to maybe fast forward a minute.
So here's a quote. From our sources, we can confirm that Warner Brothers' next DC film, Aquaman, which will splash into theaters on December 21st, will currently include a post-credit scene featuring Randall Parks, which is so crazy, like him and I are buddies, and he's just massively blown up.
Is this part of the quote?
No. This first time I'm reading, I'm like, oh shit, Randall Parks, I forgot. Randall Parks, Dr. Stephen Shin, and Yahya Abdul-Mateen's Black Manta, setting up Black Manta for a larger villainous role in potential Aquaman sequels. Which would make sense.
I'm excited.
If Aquaman doesn't have a major, major role, bam, setting it up for down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that makes sense. Again, what we talked about, how yeah. it would make sense to focus on the brothers and the rivalry and focus on the family, which we already know Nicole Kidman is being cast and we're going to see his mom.
And that's what Patrick Wilson's here for in this yeah. one, too. Like, that's what they're there for, to have that story. And then we get more stories as more movies come.
I'm into it.
Are we done talking about it?
I think so.
We done. We
spoilers
done.
Spoilers completed. We done. I love that Anthony changed the color light. So you guys would know.
I got so confused and I was like, oh, he's doing his job. Wow.
I love it.
It's very good.
Ivan Soto, stop saying I'm using the swear jar. We don't have rules on the show, and I'm saying words that are allowed to be said on cable television, so Ivan, it's not really swearing.
It's the internet, Ivan.
No, you dropped an S-bomb.
I did. You could say that on Conan if you're doing... I've really? Seen comics say it on Conan.
Because late night.
Whatever.
We're at 1 p.m.
There's people watching this at 1 a.m. right now.
That's true.
In the UK and whatnot.
Hey, I'm just playing devil's advocate. You're allowed to do whatever the F you want.
Thank you. let's see. Real quick before we get to TV time. Constantine City of Demons is dropping October 9th. It's rated R and the trailer looks real good. So check that out. It's all over YouTube
and
whatnot.
And Matt Ryan's back.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan will never, ever go away. And I don't even mean that in a bad way. Just like,
I love it. He's like man the perfect Constantine.
Yep.
Yeah, the trailer's fantastic. It's a good 2.5 minutes. And so, yeah, October 9th, it's going to be showing up on all your DVDs.
Bloody violence, gore, disturbing images, and some sexual content contributes to the R rating.
Some sensuality. Doggy style.
Oh, there you go. You can say that at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's for you, Adam Gertler.
Drop a quarter in the swear jar. DC Super Pets... is apparently coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any feelings on this.
Why not? It's fun.
I love Lego Batman, and so if it's going to be written by the guy who wrote Lego Batman, I'm on board. I felt like that
Me
one
too.
Was one that's geared to a younger audience, but
Me
still
too.
Was great for an older audience. So I feel like the same thing with the pets.
I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I'm with you, but I also don't know if I care. But I'm with you, and
I mean,
don't care.
But I'm like, how many people are going to name their dogs Crypto after this? There's going to be a lot. You're going to go to the park, and it's just going to be like, come here, Crypto, and a bunch of confused dogs.
That's a cool name.
I think it's cool, yeah.
Pretty cool name. We have a first look at Pedro Pascal for Wonder Woman 84. Hashtag dub84.
He looks great. I love him, obviously, in Game of Thrones and Narcos. And he is no idea who he is in this movie. I've tried to speculate and I've come up empty. So I'm just going to stop.
I mean, to be honest, it could be a character that we don't know anything about.
Totally. He is very up and coming, though, and I think that Patty Jenkins probably recognized his talent and was like, let's give him something fun to play with. So whatever his role is, he does villainous very well, but also like sexy, sultry.
Yeah.
So something maybe smooth, but I don't know.
Haven't you said that about me, though?
All the time.
Yeah.
Which part? The villainous or the sexy, sultry? All of it?
I'd prefer the latter, but I mean, I'll take both.
Yes. A smooth criminal.
Yep, you know it.
Bubba dubba dum bum, bubba dum bum, bubba dum bum.
Wow, that was a cool rendition. I don't even know what just happened.
Roxy, are you okay? Say, Roxy, are you okay? Are you okay, Roxy? TV time.
Honestly, is it time for? Is
I don't
time
know
for
if I am okay.
TV time.
It's time for Roxy Strives.
Am I okay?
All the girls think Johnny's
that's
fine.
True.
Adam's cooking so divine. Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movies, it's time to talk. TV time.
Should we start with a little Doom Patrol?
Yo, this is fun.
Crazy Jane Cat. Casting, guys. Crazy Jane, an unlikely hero suffering from the world's most severe case of multiple personality disorder. Each of her 64 distinct personas manifest a different superpower, making Jane the Doom Patrol's most powerful member and also its most unstable.
Diane Guerrera is amazing on Orange is the New Black, so I'm like, okay.
You're in now.
I'm in.
That makes you in. Were you not in on Doom Patrol before?
You know, I was like, we'll see. I liked the Titans trailer, but I was kind of confused why they would have these characters, kind of the R-rated version of the characters, simultaneously having the same characters geared towards a younger audience with the Teen Titans. But now that I know that they're going to be going and doing a full 13-episode straight-to-series Doom Patrol that's going to be kind of...
That makes you want to do DC Universe?
It makes me excited that they're going to have them tie together and then it's going to be introduced in Titans, but then it's going to go off on its own and that they're really taking the casting seriously and they're pulling really good people.
I'm going to be honest. Doom Patrol is what I'm most looking forward to with DC Universe. Hmm. I love weird. I love off the wall. I love stuff that I don't know much about and everything I read about Doom Patrol is right up my alley. So I'm most excited about Doom Patrol.
I'm excited for you being excited about Thank Doom you. Patrol. More casting news. Why the Last Man added Timothy Hutton to their cast. And I don't know his work very well. I think that he's got one of those faces where I feel like he's been around in every single thing, but I feel like he has a couple big projects. Do you guys know him very well?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know him very well. But
good talk. But doesn't he have one of those faces?
He's somebody who's done a lot of things, so...
The name Timothy Hutton, that's the kind of dude that gets cast in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited for this also. Less high expectations on this one, though. It's something that we'll just have to see how they do with it. And then we had another episode of Preacher. Elena, you've been talking about it. It's still on AfterBuzz TV.
Les enfants des sons.
Nailed it. So good.
Yeah, so Cass, we finally get to see, because this season especially has been very different from the books. This is kind of a little fan service, is that Icarus, we finally introduce him. He is different than he is in the comics, because in the comics he's kind of an idiot, but he's very smooth.
And here
very
you just kind of want to punch him.
Here.
No, I just like want to throw him through a wall.
Really?
Yeah. God.
I don't know. I like him.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I'm into it.
I'm glad you are. It's so good.
Am I six episodes behind now?
You're
How many have you not watched any of this season?
I have not seen any yet.
So seven?
Seven. There's only three left.
So maybe
there's only 10 episodes
on that, though.
No! Is it still, are they all on AMC still?
Yes, you can watch them on AMC. You should just watch them straight through.
Because soon they'll be gone.
With the trip I have coming up the end of August, I'm going to have a lot of time on a plane, so I'm going to have to find a way to
just binge watch 7 hours straight of Preacher, and then you'll be all caught up.
Yeah,
I'll snakes on a plane.
I'm tired of these mother...
And then this is not TV time, but just before we get out of here, we can talk more about it next week. But I did want to say I did see Death of Superman and,
Yeah, please. What is it? Okay. Better or worse in your opinion than Killing Joke was?
I just don't know. Worse?
No.
Really? I haven't seen.
I'm the only one who liked Killing Joke, I think. I
liked half of it.
I don't even remember. I wasn't as mad after Killing Joke because my expectations for some reason weren't as high. You guys all at home told me Death of Superman was going to be so good.
And I thought it would be too.
And then I watched it and it wasn't. So
do you think having Reign of Superman, do you think that it was a setup for Reign of Superman? Is that what it is?
By the way, that it ends and everything else, yes, period, end of sentence.
It's basically just a setup for the next movie instead of being its own.
And like the writing was so stale that it was like the actors had a hard time with it. And it just... Yeah, there were some cool fighting scenes, but for the most part, the way that they handle their female characters just kills me. It kills me. Lois Lane is an antiquated character at this point, and we can't just have her keep continue needing to be saved. Why is all that Lois and Kat talk about? Why can the only thing they talk about be Clark? She's a journalist. That's your boss. Like, you can't. It drove me insane. But then more than that, it was the actual script, and then because of that, the performances. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. Definitely not. But for me, it was so.
A little lackluster.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Well, so, maybe we'll talk Rain more about it will next be week. Better.
I think it will be. I think so. But I don't like movies that only help the next movie.
Yeah.
You know?
They're just a tee up for the next one.
I was pretty... I mean, I'm still going to see it, but I was...
I spent $20 on it. Borrow my computer.
Oh, wait, you bought it.
Yeah. You have to... I mean, there's no renting.
Oh, there is not. I did not know that.
We'll watch it together. We'll turn it into a drinking game. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Sure. That's the thing. It's definitely not fun.
Oh.
Like, there are things that it is, which is, like, cool action, you know, cool, great intro to some of our characters. We get some random DC characters. I don't know what's been spoiled for you guys, so I just won't say. But that's fun. That's cool. But it's not like you're watching this and you're like, this is fun. I like fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was not fun.
Okay.
So
well, I'm glad that you are honest with us, and you know what, go out and see or stay in and see it, I should say, and you know, let us know what you think about it. Let us know on Twitter, let us know on Facebook. We want to, you know, have as much interaction with you guys as possible, and you know, we can talk about it more in the upcoming weeks.
Cool.
Is that everything?
Cool story.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, put yourself over, Elena.
I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. Also catch me on AfterBuzz TV during the Preacher After Show. And come to Hawaii if you get the chance for the amazing Comic-Con Aloha. It's super fun.
Yeah, get laid.
That's what she meant. Yep. Go there and get laid.
L-E-I apostrophe D.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Like Johnny said at the top of the show, I have a new Patreon, patreon.com/RoxyStryer, where you guys have been amazing. There's all different tiers. Some of them, I actually record you a rap video personalized to you, and you know what a good rapper I am and how I spit hot fire. Dylon.
Oh, anyway, boy.
I love your raps.
I should stop while I'm ahead. I don't even think I am ahead. Whatever. Go support me if you can. Love you guys.
Get Patreon it.
Gosh, let's see. Follow Mike Kalinowski at Mike Kalinowski, Adam Gerler at Adam Gerler. I'm at Jay Quasto. A lot of stuff coming up. Sadly, I think this is my final episode for the month because I'm gone literally every weekend in August, which I've had a great streak of showing up, which is awesome. But, you know, you got to travel. I got August 16th. I got a show in Philadelphia one night. If you're anywhere near Philly, I'd love to see you. It's going to be a very affordable night. A lot of fun. I'm going to do a couple shows in
New
York.
What does that mean? It's going to be an affordable night?
Meaning the venue is not forcing you to buy anything. Once you have your ticket, you're not forced to buy alcohol or anything.
Oh, so if you're in Philly, it's affordable. Like, just show up kind
of
thing.
Yes, exactly. New York City, I'm going to do a show on the 17th and 18th. And then Friday, August 24th, I'm the lead commentator for Blackcraft Wrestling's first ever live pay-per-view, which means if you pay $10, you can watch it anywhere in the world, and you also get $10 towards their clothing line. It's a huge event. Blackcraftwrestling.com. Check it out. The card is amazing. And then I'm going to Pakistan the end of August.
Man.
Officially, I got my visa. I got they gave me a 2-year visa.
By the way, Johnny had a birthday this week, and he gave blood on his birthday. So just to remind everybody the kind of person Johnny is, he's a real shithead.
Superhero.
Now that we've already sworn.
Also, on top of that, two of my friends got hurt, and I had to go help them with physical therapy needs on the same.
And then Adam,
amazing.
And now Adam. But guys, thanks to Batman Anthony in the booth.
Thank you guys.
All right, thanks for watching. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.